Ashat Audio presents The Land of Stories, written and read by Christopher Colfer.
To Grandma, for being my first editor and giving me the best writing advice I've ever received. Christopher, I think you should wait until you're done with elementary school before worrying about being a failed writer. Someday, you will be old enough to start reading fairy tales again. C.S. Lewis. Prologue. The Queen's Visit. The dungeon was a miserable place. Light was scarce and flickered from the torches bolted to the stone walls. Foul-smelling water dripped inside from the moat circling the palace above. Large rats chased each other across the floor searching for food. This was no place for a queen. It was just past midnight, and all was quiet except for the occasional rustle of a chain. Through the heavy silence, a single set of footsteps echoed throughout the halls as someone climbed down the spiral steps into the dungeon. A young woman emerged down the steps, dressed head to toe in a long emerald cloak. She cautiously made her way past the row of cells, sparking the interest of the prisoners inside. With every step she took, her pace became slower and slower, and her heart beat faster and faster. The prisoners were arranged according to crime. The deeper she walked into the dungeon, the crueler and more dangerous the criminals became. Her sights were set.